Welcome to the 600-second kick-ass life show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. Let me start with a few fun facts about fun, because today's show's all about happiness. Another show on happiness. My goodness me, how many shows could I have on this subject? We'll find out. The actor who is the voice of Winnie the Pooh calls up children in Cannes Awards to cheer them up. How beautiful is that? And penguins mate for life. And they propose by giving their prospective mate a little tiny pebble. How cute is that? A six-year-old applied for a job at the Railroad Museum and was hired as the director of fun. Here's a funny one. Every year, hundreds of new trees are planted because squirrels forget where they plant their, or where they bury their nuts. Cows have BFFs. That's right, little cows. They are best friends for life. And blind people smile even if they've never seen a smile before. The actors who voiced Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were married in real life. How cute is that? Here's the last one for you. Kate Perry has a cat called Kitty Purry. Kitty Purry, can you believe it? How funny is that? Oh, here's a cutie one. Otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift away from the group. And it's the funniest thing to see. And today's show is all about happiness. Whether you're driving to work, whether you're working out, you may be walking the dog. This one here is just to make you happy. Little things to remind you that happiness is definitely a choice. And this is all about scientific now. What are the scientists saying about being happy? Some things you could do to really boot it up a lot. And please remember that I am airing this both on both my shows. The Monday show, I air it on both shows, the same show, because it's applicable, right? So whether you're listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show or Amplified Network Marketing or both, then you'll only listen to it on one station. Have you got it? All right, but let's start with a little song all about happiness from Despicable Me. Here we go. Enjoy. Here come bad news, talking this and that.
To you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you
just check in. If you've woken up today and you're crabby, change your mind right now. Happiness is a choice. You don't have to be crabby. If you didn't sleep much, don't worry about it. Just switch your attitude. Focus on something beautiful, all right? Make this the best and happiest week of your life. Why not? Could be the last one. Just saying. That's what you want to do. All right. Well, listen, this article I read in Yes Magazine, things science say will make you happy. This isn't stuff I've always taught, but again, it says in the last few years, psychologists and researchers have been digging up hard data on the question previously left to philosophers. What makes us happy? Researchers like father and son team Ed Diener and Robert Biswas Diener, Stanford psychologist Sonia Lumbrinsky, and ethicist Stephen Post have studied people all over the world to find out how things like money, attitude, culture, memory, health, altruism, and our day-to-day habits affect our well-being. It says the emerging field of positive psychology is bursting with new findings that suggest your actions can have a significant effect on your happiness and satisfaction with life. Here are 10 scientifically proven strategies for you to be happy. It says savor. Number one, savor everyday moments. Just pause now and smell a rose or watch a child play. He says study participants who took time to savor ordinary events that are normally hurried through or to think back on pleasant moments for their day showed significant increases in happiness and reductions in depression, say psychologist Sonia Lumbrinsky. They never have easy words. Why do these doctors always have such hard names. Number two, avoid comparisons. This is a good one, especially those of you who are listening to the network marketing show. Comparing yourself to others is just deadly. It's going to shrivel up your business so fast. He says, while keeping up with the Joneses is part of American culture, comparing ourselves with others can be damaging to happiness and self-esteem. Instead of comparing ourselves to others, focus on our own personal achievement leads to greatest satisfaction. Now, remember what I say about that. You know, if I compare, I compare down. And I'm inspired by up. People who are doing greater things than me inspire me, but I compare myself down. I'm always saying, wow, how lucky am I? And it says this one here, which again, this is interesting because I think it's true, but you can have both, right? It says number three, put money low on the list. People who put money high on their priority list are more at risk for depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem, according to researchers. Tim Cassis and Richard Ryan, their findings hold true across nations and all cultures. The more we seek satisfactions in material goods, the less we find them there, Ryan says. The satisfaction has a short half-life. It's very fleeting. Money seekers also score lower on tests of vitality and self-actualization. But I do think you can do both. I think you can be really happy and become rich. So I don't think you have to give up money because I don't say it's certainly not a priority in my life, but it's great to be rich and happy. But the happiness definitely comes first. I understand that very much. Number four, have meaningful goals. People who strive for something significant, whether it's learning a new craft or raising moral children, I think I blow that one, are far happier than those who don't have strong dreams or aspirations, said Ed Diener and Robert Biswas Diener. As humans, we actually require a sense of meaning to thrive. Harvard's resident happiness professor, Tal Ben, could you realize that? Harvard's resident happiness professor. I didn't know they had one. Tal Ben Shahar agrees, happiness lies at the intersection between pleasure and meaning. Whether at work or at home, the goal is to engage in activities that are both personally significant and enjoyable. We'll do one more, then we'll have a little time for a song. Take initiative at work. Now, again, those of you that have J-O-Bs, I want you to really think about this one. Those of you that are, your own person and have found a vehicle, and that's why I have the Amplified Network Marketing Show. Again, it's still important to take that initiative, right? Excuse me, I'm coughing here. It says, how happy you are at work depends in part on how much initiative you take. Researcher Amy, listen to this one, Wiswarewenski says that when we express creativity, help others, suggest improvements, or do additional tasks on the job, we make our work more rewarding and feel more in control. Are you guys getting this? Hey, you want to be happy?
Make it double, don't worry. Be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry.
Be Excuse happy. Me, coughing in the mic, by the way.
Don't worry, be
Just check happy. In. How happy are you, really? I think happiness is an easy thing, whether don't you're. Worry. Doesn't matter. You got to focus on it though. Just check in. It says, make friends and treasure family. Number six, happier people tend to have good families, friends, and supportive relationships, says Dina and Biswas Diener. But it's not enough to be the life of the party if you are surrounded by shallow acquaintances. This is why I love network marketing so much, because you really are surrounding yourself with people that want great things. It says, we don't just need relationships. We need close ones that involve understanding and caring. You know, and coming back from a week, friends and family week on the island, you know, I mean, you can't help but feel full knowing that some of these people have traveled in my life for 20, 25 years. And I mean, it's really my extended family. So it's so important. Number six, number seven, smile even when you don't feel like it. This is so true. It sounds simple, but I personally think this really works. Happy people see possibilities, opportunities, and success. So when they think of the future, they are optimistic. And when they review the past, they tend to savor the high points, not focus on the low points. And this is what Dina and Biswas Dina, these two psychologists, say. Even if you weren't born looking at a glass half full, with practice, a positive outlook can become a habit. So yeah, just smile. I always say that. That's why I use the shower technique. I can be really, you know, like on the island, you know, I was up one night until, I mean, was it 3:30, 4 o'clock? You know, when I had a dive at 8 o'clock, and Ben woke me up, my son, he says, Dad, we're going to go diving. I said, yeah, I'm just jumping in the shower. He's like, what do you want to go for a shower for? We're going diving. I said, because it just lights me up. And so, you know, so I have this thing, as soon as the water hits my body, boom, doesn't matter what's going on, how late it is, I'm awake, right? So we got a little habit there. Number 8, say thank you like you mean it. It says people who keep gratitude journals on a weekly basis are healthier, more optimistic, and more likely to make progress towards achieving personal goals, according to author Robert Emmons. Research by Martin Seligman, founder of the Positive Psychology, revealed that people who write gratitude letters to someone who make a difference in their life score higher on happiness and lower on depression, and the effects last for weeks. Very, very good. Number 9, we all know this one, get out and exercise. A Duke University study showed that exercise may be just as effective as drugs in treating depression without all the side effects and expense. Other research shows that in addition to health benefits, regular exercise offers a sense of accomplishment and the opportunity for social interaction, releases feel-good endorphins, and boosts self-esteem. All right, last one, give it away now. Make altruism and giving part of your life and be purposeful about it. Researcher Stephen Pohl says helping a neighbor, volunteering, or donating goods and services result in helpers high. I like that, helpers high. And you get more health benefits than you would from exercising or quitting smoking. Listening to a friend, passing on skills, celebrating other success, and forgiveness also contribute to happiness, he says. Researcher Elizabeth Dunn found that those who spend money on others reported much greater happiness than those who spent it on themselves. You know what? This is so important. And, you know, I mean, we were just doing something in Belize here, some of my network marketing good friends, I won't use their name because I don't have permission to in this regard. There's a guy down there who we fell in love with who, you know, wanted to get a house for his family. And it was something we were able to help with, you know, and there's no greater feeling. And I love it, you know, that's something my kids can see is that, you know, when you're in a position where you can help people and you look for some opportunity every single day, sometimes it can be big and sometimes it can be tiny, but it's something that is constant. I'll give you an example of that. Even when, you know, we were coming through the airport today, you know, when we were on the bus, our bus driver was really fun from the hotel to the airport. So I slipped $5 in my son Ben's hand. I said, Ben, you tip him. And I just want my kids to understand the importance of that. I don't do it. I hand the money to them. Or if we see someone homeless and we want to help them, you know, I give the money to my kids and say, hey, why don't you go over there and help that guy out, right? So again, I really, really believe that that number 10 is so important. Give it away now. But just give it away every day. As we sing this, I've got a few things to wrap up. So don't go anywhere yet. We're not done. I know we're a couple of minutes over, but you know, it's Monday. Who cares? You're driving anyway. You know, you got some of you are in traffic for 2 hours. That is crazy. We got to find you a better way. Don't worry. We will. Here we go. I got no good reason why. Damn, it feels good to be me. Seats laid back in my color supreme. I'll be all right rolling these streets all summer long. Damn, I got it all figured out. I got no worries that I'm worried about. It's like I caught some crazy happy disease. Damn, it feels good to be me. Bought some cheap shades at the Amoco station. Yeah. Feels good to be me, and I want you to feel that, not me, but just to really know that it really is such a, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to sort of wake up in the morning and feel like that, to have the feeling that how great is it to be me, to be ourselves, you know, and to even whether we're in the lowest part of our life, whatever, right? Don't forget, I'm running a competition. We'll be giving away another hour of free coaching coming up. I know Tammy Brooks, she has fulfilled. What you do is you just leave a review on either show, Amplified Network Marketing or the Kick-Ass Life. Take a screenshot and then post it on the Amplified Network Marketing Facebook page. And when we see it up there, your name will go into a draw. So Tammy Brooks, you are in the draw right now. Di Johnston, you're in. And don't forget, I'm going to leave them in there until your name's drawn, you know. So they'll stay in month after month. Joe White, congratulations. Thank you so much. Lydia Debrun, I hope you said Debrun right. Libya, thanks. And thanks for your beautiful note as well, Libya. Oh, you did both shows. She did the Kick-Ass Life and she did Amplified Network Marketing. Scott Mulvaney, thanks Scott for and the little arrow there. Very nice, Scott. Very good. Adriana Balan. Hopefully I got that right, Adriana. Kendra Lee Sitko, she's in the draw. Jesse Gordon, hey Jesse, how you doing, man? And he's done both shows. He did Amplified and the Kick-Ass Life. And Josh O'Grady, we got you in the drawer as well, Josh. And Brian Kessler. Brian, you're in. Who we got here? We got Laurie Flynn and Kathy Morrison. Thank you, Kathy. And then who we got? We got Hadass Evatar. Hi, Hadass. I haven't spoken to you for a while. Carolyn Ray Pittman and Alex Bonani. And I'll do one more. Carolyn Ray Pittman, she's in both. So I've done that one twice. Great. So you're all in the draw. We've got loads from the last few weeks. And so if you want to win a 1 hour coaching with me, then all you got to do is, again, just leave a review on either show, the Kick-Ass Life or Amplified Network Marketing. Take a screenshot and post it on our Facebook page and you'll go in the draw. And don't forget, got some events coming up. Amplified Island Adventure, and we're in Australia for the whole month of May. And the Sydney and the Perth events, I'm writing a program. It's going to rock it. So make sure you're there. It's going to absolutely be the best work I've ever done. I'm so excited about it. You can find out about the events, amplifiednetworkmarketing.com/events. And guess what? I just want to say how grateful I am, and I just had an amazing week. I know we've run over a little bit on the show. I want this to be your best and happiest week ever. Don't forget the 10 things. Savor everyday moments. Avoid comparisons. Put money low on the list. Again, have both though. Have meaningful goals. Take initiative at work. Make friends and treasure family. Smile even when you don't feel like it, especially when you don't feel like it. Say thank you like you mean it. Get out and exercise. Give it away and give it away now. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you in the Kick-Ass Life, I'll see you on the other side. And those of you listening to Amplified Network Marketing, don't forget to crank it up. Crank up your life. Crank up your relationships. Crank up your intimacy. Crank up your bank account. Just turn that dial. Because don't forget, you're going to have it all. See you soon.
That was kick-ass.